I talk about it all the time. I would rather have a hungry white guy on my team than a bitter and resentful sister or woman any day. It's not necessarily a popular stance. They say, Chris, you should open the door. I do. But I'm busy too. I'm getting harassed too. I'm getting beat up too. I can't resuscitate you, sis. I like you though. Hey, Chrissy Rutherford here. Welcome to this episode of Coaching Over Coffee. While you're here, go ahead and like and subscribe to this podcast. As you're listening to this insight, I really want you to look in the mirror and tell the truth about where you are right now. Because if you can own where you are right now, then you have the power to change your circumstances. It's time to get in the game of life and take control of your fate. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. I can't wait to hear from you. Again, go ahead and like and subscribe. Let's go ahead and get started. Getting clear and honest on how you're showing up. Now, I know you wanted me to talk about how to ask for a raise, how to negotiate, but that's not true. The real problem to solve for is, are you being honest about how you're showing up? Do you truly believe that you can get more money? Do you think that you deserve more money? And are you showing up angry, bitter, resentful, and you're getting opportunities locked or closed out of doors and rooms that are available to you, but you can't get in them because you don't necessarily have the pleasing personality that's going to allow people to invite you into their circle? How are you showing up at work? Are you showing up at work being dependable, but you don't feel like you deserve it? Are you dependable but undeserving? A lot of women that I've talked to have resigned themselves to the fact that they don't really believe that they not can't make more money, that they actually deserve more money. They don't think that they deserve more money because they didn't grow up with a lot of money, so they should be grateful for what they have today. Or they grew up with a lot of money and then they feel guilty for having money in the past and they're self-sabotaging in the present. Are you dependable and you're working three times as hard for half the pay? That should not be normal. That is not true. That is a myth. That is a lie that you've adopted to be able to complain about circumstances that you can change. How are you showing up? I talk about it all the time. I would rather have a hungry white guy on my team than a bitter and resentful sister or woman any day. It's not necessarily a popular stance. They say, Chris, you should open the door. I do, but I'm busy too. I'm getting harassed too. I'm getting beat up too. I can't resuscitate you, sis. I like you though. I'm one of 50 black female officers out of 47,000 people. I had challenges. I've been through it. At the senior level, I have nothing left to give. I can't resuscitate you. I can't open the door for you if you're going to come in and be a problem. I can't open the door for you if I got to drag you through the door and do the work on you and make you a fixer-upper. I personally don't have the capacity to do it. But I'm the one that's supposed to be responsible for it. I don't have it. I got some hungry guys that were on my team of actually different nationalities. I got the hungry brother on my team. I'm picking before I pick you. I got the hungry white guys and they, oh, amazing rock stars to this day. I talk to them to this day. I will pick them over you any day. So imagine if I'm going to do that, not because I'm trying to cross the system, but I'm going through it too. I can't help you if I'm on fire. I can't put your fire out if I'm on fire if you're on my team. So don't make other people responsible for saving you from something that you should be saving yourself from. Don't look for your job to be able to help you manage your mental health. They're not responsible because they're crazy too. You can't keep looking for your leadership team to be responsible for you maintaining your mental health. There's this whole movement that's going on right now where it says managers should be responsible for their people's mental health. Lie. Because the managers are going through it too. They got moms with Alzheimer's too. They have kids with autism too. They got trifling spouses at home that's spending all that money too. They're not responsible. They going through stuff too. They have challenges too. You are solely responsible for your mental and physical health. I don't care what lie you're telling yourself. I don't care what articles you've read. Women are dying in jobs from preventable medical conditions that had they just taken the reins to their own lives and stopped surrendering it to other people who aren't responsible for it and they don't care. They have died waiting for the cavalry to come, waiting for a DEI policy to be enacted, waiting for their managers to act like they got some sense, waiting for their spouses to act like they got some sense, waiting for their kids to go to elementary school, high school, what now, waiting for the grandbabies to go. Like, women have died in bondage. That's not fair. Are you doing that? Are you the greatest barrier to your success? Hey, Chris Rutherford here. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of our podcast. We greatly appreciate it. Go ahead and like and subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. While you're here, text CHANGE NOW to 66866 and get my free insight. It's about a 15-minute video that talks about how to leave your bad job and get a 30% pay increase this year. Look, you don't have to stay in a raggedy job. Leave the job, but you need a plan. So go ahead and text CHANGE NOW to 66866. Get this insight, use it, and your life will never be the same for the best. See you in the next episode.